This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camilla, Juliet Jacobs and Kelly Anissa. On the show this hour, only two people in the world have this genetic mutation and Joe Cameron is one of them. Find out what it's like to never live with pain.
And in our second story, many traditional children's stories are criticized for gender stereotyping and questionable morals. But is that really true? We'll be taking a look.
And on Twitter, we're asking you, are classic fairy tales outdated? Your options are yes, no, or they're just stories. So to join the conversation today, tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
First though, here's Do You Believe in Magic by The Loving Spoonful.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That was Do You Believe in Magic by The Loving Spoonful. Thanks for sticking around. Now, Joe Cameron is 71 years old, but it was only until she was 65 that she realized she was different. She is only one of two people in the world known to have a rare genetic mutation that causes her to feel no pain, no anxiety, and no fear.
I only know this in retrospect because I didn't realize at the time, but breaking my arm at the age of 8 and not realizing it until my mother, 2 days later, my mother found that my arm was a peculiar color and a peculiar shape. Having a huge baked potato burst in my face and not realizing that I'd done much damage. Backpacking in Eastern Europe, tripping over with a rucksack on my back and falling into a concrete bollard and losing my front teeth and damaging my face and not feeling any pain with that. I felt stupid and looked awful, but I didn't feel any pain. Childbirth, I just went through childbirth expecting to feel pain, in my head saying, when it gets painful, whatever pain is, whenever it's painful, I'll ask for it. The painkiller, but didn't need it. After my hand operations, I didn't have any painkillers then when I was told it would be extremely painful. And lots of minor things. I burned myself, I cut myself. And I just thought I was incredibly clumsy. I know this is going to sound stupid, but when we're gardening, I love pulling up nettles, stinging nettles. I love the feeling in my hands. It's a tickly feeling in my hand. And it's a joke now, but I don't wear garden gloves because I enjoy that feeling. Everyday things, I'm ironing, and quite often I'm sort of ironing away and suddenly find I've ironed my arm. And it's only when I see afterwards a sort of mark down there that I realise I've ironed my arm. So just everyday things that are just... But they're normal to me, you see, so they don't seem strange. That's how I've always been. It's only when people point out it might be peculiar that I realise I am peculiar. But...
So that was Joe Cameron speaking to the BBC about how she realised she was peculiar. So pain is considered one of our most basic senses. Yet on a biological level, it is a complex and not to mention subjective phenomenon. So even to this day, we still don't have an objective tool to measure pain.
So to help us understand what we do know about pain perception, at least from a genetic and neurological perspective, we have neurogeneticist Dr. Azlina Ahmad Anwar on the line. Dr. Azlina, what Joe Cameron has is a genetic mutation that made her immune to pain. What genes are responsible for pain?
So actually there are a number of genes that have already been identified, and normally they are identified through cases such as these, people reporting insensitivity to pain, and then when they look at their DNA, they find changes in specific genes. So actually there are around about 10 or so genes that have already been that are known to be involved in this in a similar disorder such as the one the woman has. For example, the gene that this paper is reporting, the FAAH, or FAH, I guess, for short, that one actually was first reported more than 10 years ago in 2008 in another individual, and also they've done a number of other work on mice to sort of show that if you have changes in this particular gene, it can also lead to pain and sensitivity. So in that sense, this paper isn't reporting anything new in this particular gene. But what they are reporting as a novel discovery is a change in another gene, which is associated with this FAH gene. And what this second gene does is actually sort of controls the amount of the FAH protein that is made. And what the FASPO gene then does, the first gene, what the first gene then does is that it actually controls the level of another chemical known as anandamide. And anandamide is a chemical that's naturally released in our brain, and that controls pain sensation. So what's happening in this lady is due to the mutations in these two genes, what's happening is she has a lot more of this chemical anandamide, and because she has more of this chemical, she feels less pain.
And on the neurological level, what are the pathways that are involved in pain perception?
Typically, you have receptors in your skin, in other organs, in your joints, that can detect various types of stimuli. So, for example, the more common one is like if you have inflammation, then the cells that are inflamed, they release certain factors which then activate the pain receptor in the neurons. And then the neurons then transmit that information to the brain so that you know where is that pain coming from, how intense is it, and then other parts of your brain then help you to evaluate what do you now do. You know, because, for example, you can think of, you know, if you're doing any baking and you may take out a hot pan from the oven, and if your fingers accidentally touch that hot pan, it's the pain receptors in your skin that are detecting that very high temperature. But your brain can kind of override that pain sensation for a while because you don't want to drop your cake, right? So it's an interplay between, you know, feeling the sensation of pain, but then our brain can also regulate how we respond to that pain.
That was Dr. Azlina Ahmad Anwar, a neuroscientist and geneticist, explaining to us how we feel pain.
And in Jo Cameron's case, though, because she doesn't feel any pain, she was referred to pain geneticists at the University College London and University of Oxford, who conducted genetic analyses and found the two notable mutations that Dr. Azlina was elaborating on. One was a microdeletion in the pseudogene, which the researchers have described for the first time and dubbed the far out. So Dr. Azlina was talking about the far gene, so it's the far out gene. And she also had a mutation in a neighboring gene that controls the FAR enzyme. And so, as Dr. Azlina was mentioning earlier, the FAR gene is actually quite well known to pain researchers because it is involved in pain sensation, mood, and memory. The gene that is now called the FAR out gene was previously assumed to be a junk gene that was not functional. But now, obviously, they've realized that, you know,
there is.
when it's mutated, then you probably won't be able to feel any pain.
Yeah, and there are other, you know, very also rare conditions that can cause people to not be able to feel pain, including a condition called SIPA, or congenital insensitivity to pain with anhidrosis. That's a bit of a mouthful there. But that condition comes with a whole other set of symptoms as well, including the inability to sweat and also cognitive deficiencies.
So I'd just like to know whether any one of you actually want to be able to have maybe at least a little bit of this superpower, I would say.
I would say yes. I think anyone who's been through childbirth would want to, right. Or been through pregnancy and, you know, the kind of crazy intense pains that come with that. Yes, I would definitely like that. I mean, some of the things that happen, you know, your body starts to cramp up for no reason. It's so bad, it wakes you up and then you have muscle aches the next day and can barely walk. Really not pleasant, you know, really come in handy. And what Jo was saying, you know, in her clip about how she liked the feel of stinging nettles, yeah, and things like that. I could just go on any adventure I'd like and, yeah, you know, not feel any pain.
I mean, I guess very similar to what Juliet said, it depends on what kind of pain that is.
Right.
I don't think I wouldn't want to not be able to feel pain at all.
Okay.
Because I remember, I mean, that's how you know something is wrong, right? I mean,
that's right.
You could be walking, yeah, with like an injured,
a broken leg.
Yeah, or just bleeding from somewhere and not know something, right, is wrong until you know, it gets very serious. So yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the pain, like Juliet said, maybe childbirth.
Yeah, because like the SEPA condition that you were talking about, Juliet, mm-hmm. A lot of kids born with this condition never lived into their adulthood because they die from, you know, just injuries that would, you know, for a typical child would mm-hmm. be minor. You could put a Band-Aid on it or bring them to the doctor and get a cast over a broken bone or whatever. But because the kids don't feel any pain, they don't complain about it. The parents don't notice it. And, you know, sepsis and so on, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you're right. To a certain extent, I think to have some level of pain threshold. Mm. And this is the thing too, right? We all have different pain thresholds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like, for example, I really enjoy going to the gym, and which can be really, it makes your body really sore all the time. And I enjoy that type of pain. Because, like Kelly was saying, how pain is so subjective. And the different types of pain sensation, like some are stabby, dull pain, some are sharp pain, some are, you know,
give you a tingly sensation, like the nettles with Joe.
Yeah, and some people enjoy some amount of pain, actually. No?
I'm sure they do. Why else would you put yourself through all these sorts of activities where you know you're going to end up with muscle aches and what, you know, all sorts of pain, right? And
yeah, even like tattoos and piercings.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. All of us have different pain thresholds. I mean, the joke always is that men have lower pain thresholds than we do, than women do, and you know, man flu, things like that, right? So, but I don't know, how do people feel about that? You know, I think they should let us know as well.
Yeah, like do you enjoy pain at all?
I think you're opening up the discussion to something else there.
Okay. Would you or would you not like to be able to be insensitive to pain? Maybe that's a bit of a mouthful, but you get what I'm getting at. You know, and it's quite interesting, like with Joe Cameron's case, how there might be a relationship between pain and anxiety, because she doesn't produce adrenaline. She doesn't feel panic. So she was talking about as well an incident about how she had a little minor road accident, and she came out of the car completely calm, and she was able to think straight. She was able to, you know, I mean, she was not hurt at all. But whereas the other person that she hit was completely frazzled, and that's, you know, part to do a lot to do with the anxiety or the production of adrenaline, basically. Mm-hmm.
And she has, I mean, her combination of genes makes her forgetful, right?
Yes.
As well. So I guess, you know, that helps in terms of, like, I don't know, loss, you know, relationships, you know, things, whatever things that upset you, she just forgets about it and moves on.
Yeah. So emotional pain as well, in a way.
That is, so not just physical pain, perhaps. Yeah, the emotional scarring from a traumatic incident that is not physically traumatic is not also emotionally traumatic for her.
And I think if you ask people that question, it will be yes.
That's like, you know, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind type thing. But it's funny because she said that, excuse me, she was annoying people her whole life by being so happy, but at least now she has a reason to tell them, you know, it was just who she naturally
65
was.
65 years of her life, not
amazing,
knowing
right?
why she's so peculiar in her own words, right?
It's funny that doctors didn't pick it up any earlier. Like, I mean, for example, she had, so my first question was, did she have children? And she did, and she felt nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be a warning or a trigger to doctors that something's not quite right?
Yeah, like if you were in the delivery room just with a straight face pushing.
Or maybe she's just so cheerful that people think she's a bit like kurang siuman.
Poor thing. Oh no.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've all heard about how women aren't usually taken as seriously in the hospital.
That was actually what I was trying to get to. You know, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, you're supposed to endure that pain. Okay, good for you.
Yeah. That's if you're not asking for the epidural, then, you know, I'm not going to offer it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the right thing to do. As some women have told me, don't accept epidural. I think you're wrong.
But, you know, this is such an interesting case, the potential in pain study that this comes with, right? Joe's case is the subject of a paper published in the British Journal of Anesthesia by her doctor, Dr. Devjit Srivastava, and Dr. James Cox of UCL. And Dr. Cox said, we hope that with time, our findings might contribute to clinical research for post-operative pain and anxiety and potentially chronic pain, PTSD, and wound healing. Interesting look into the future of pain study, indeed.
Very much so, yeah. Especially with PTSD. I mean, think of... Yeah. It's amazing things can happen, I think.
Yeah.
And coming up, should we rewrite rewrite fairy tales. But before that, we're also asking you on our Twitter poll, are classic fairy tales outdated? So far, well, I think most of you, 53% of you have said no, followed by 32% of you who said they're just stories, and only 16% of you said yes. And, you know, to keep the conversation going, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
We'll get right into that after Taste the Pain by Red Hot Chili Peppers on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.